Now, look, you may have heard recently in the news about an app that rewards you for avoiding Facebook. And the idea is it helps you wean yourself off social media. Of course, at the moment, it is easier than ever to spend time online and especially on social media services and platforms. And there are concerns that this kind of can affect mental, physical health and even our relationships with other people. But now that there are apps like the one we were just talking about that reward you for staying off it, do we need that help? Is social media addiction a thing? And if it is, how do we identify it? And what do we do about it? Now, Philippa Thornton is a relationship psychologist who has looked extensively at the phenomenon of social media addiction. Philippa, a very good morning to you.
Thank you, Nick. A very good morning to you too.
So how concerned should we be about social media addiction in Australian society at the moment?
It's something we need to be aware of, as there's 2 billion of us on Facebook at this time in the world. So in Australia, we're heavily involved, myself included in that, and I'm actually doing a digital detox. It's a good thing to do. January's a good time.
So, look, I mean, is this a thing? Is it affecting people's lives?
It certainly is. I see it in my practice with couples coming in that are affected by their partner's phone use.
Interesting.
Overuse and connections with others. And then that's one, it can go to extreme forms where a partner can actually have, conduct affairs and connections on the internet using Facebook, Instagram, and of course the notorious Snapchat.
Yeah. So look, I mean, how do you identify whether you're just enjoying social media a lot to whether you have a problem with it? Is it, it can't be, there's got to be a very narrow line between those two.
I think it's the amount of time you spend. If you're finding lots of time, and it can be such a time waster. I can pick up my Facebook and next minute it's 30 minutes have gone, and it's affecting your relationships. It could also be costing you money, because the more time you're spending looking at certain apps, there's often advertising. You're actually being subconsciously advertised at.
So
it could be triggering you to, I'll go to online to buy that. I'll hit that as well. And you may not be, you could be spending more time on the computer than you are outside, you know, just getting out and enjoying life.
So it can have deeper ramifications is what you're saying.
Well, it's better to have a real life as opposed to a virtual life.
That's a good way of putting it.
Common sense.
Look, I'm interested in this because when we think addiction, you know, colloquially outside of, you know, your sort of more professional stance, we often think drugs, alcohol, smoking, even food. I mean, are we getting some sort of physiological effect from things like social media addiction?
We certainly are. We're getting our pleasure centre, the mesolimbic dopamine pathways, our reward centres of the brain are being tapped into, the nucleus accumbens and the ventral tegmental area in particular. So every time we post a status update, that's kind of being a rush of dopamine into our system, just like cocaine, just like any other drug. So it's our brain chemistry is wired to for this indeed.
It's very interesting to me. I didn't realise it could actually have that effect.
And the researchers and Instagram, the people that are developing these apps know this and can apply this. And you know, that's why. And connecting with our interests. So whatever we're interested on, we naturally target and focus on.
Now, I did see some rumours recently, specifically around Instagram, which they, in fairness, have utterly denied, that the Instagram app, if it thinks you're not using it enough, will actually withhold like notifications from you, encouraging you to go in and check what's happening.
I'm not sure about the veracity of that, but I'd say they might send you a note saying something to trigger you into bringing that to the front of your mind. So it might say that in a way, because we both want positive reinforcement and negative reinforcements, which they're working on. Then we'll take something away from you, you know, if you're not interacting with us.
Now, you mentioned you're doing your digital detox. Obviously, if we're talking about the pleasure centres lighting up when we do it, that can't be easy. What would be some of your tips for people who maybe want to cut down or maybe want to do a full detox?
Yeah, and I think you can do varying degrees. And I think that's where, you know, going back to that article, we're trying to wean people off the smartphone use or change their use. I think it's better to get off the phone. That's the first thing to do. One of the simplest things you can do is I've naturally done it, is I have a have a phone cover that actually covers the top of the phone as well, and it's got a little magnetic clasp, so it's like a book cover, and it covers the screen. Okay, a lot of cases, the phone case, change your phone case to something that covers the screen. A, it'll protect it when it drops it. That's what I do because I drop my phone a lot. But then it's not actually in your visual. You're not getting those visual cues. And another thing you can do is switch off all the notifications. A lot of apps will actually automatically send your notification. I have to watch that. I've got a BBC one, I think, that comes in the middle of the morning. You know, just tells me a news alert. Facebook, all those sort of things, Instagram, switch off all those notifications. You have to manually go into your settings to do that, to perform a digital detox. Power down, turn the thing off at night. Mm. If you use it like I do for an alarm clock, it'll often work. You can check that. With the power off, the alarm will still work. Or better still yet, buy an alarm clock. Go back to the old-fashioned things, you know. I think it's also, I'm just checking my phone sort of in the morning because I use it for business, and in the afternoon, so set specific times, and I'm only going in and looking at what emails or what I need to respond to, and just ignoring the rest, so selective ignoring and selective attention. And for the weekends, you could definitely turn it off. Don't leave the phone at home.
That's actually some good advice.
And, you know, check yourself before perhaps posting a status update. What's happening for you? Why am I doing this? If you're getting a notification that it's a friend's birthday, instead of posting on their wall, pick up the phone, give them a call. So go real.
Philippa, they are some very, very good tips for this. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Philippa, okay. Philippa Thornton there, relationship psychologist. She's doing a digital detox, as she said, some tips there if you want to stay off it. But looking at the fact that social media addiction can have some very real-world consequences, according to her and some other researchers.